One big full of bad bitches.
Elegant. Elegant.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
It is your mom's house. Your mom is here, and we're at her house.
Two moms, one house today.
Welcome back to your mom's house.
It's been a while. We've been very irresponsible mommies.
Yeah, sometimes mommies leave their kids alone, and they let them kind of do what they want to do.
Just eat hot dogs off the ground and get weird. And we've neglected the podcast, I have to admit. It's been busy. So, Tom's been... What have you been doing, Tom?
I've been doing a lot. We just need to get on a more regular schedule.
I know, dude.
We need to stop being pussies.
I know. Like, pussies are strong, though. Pussies yeah. make babies.
You ever let your pussy get loose? I've been asking people that. You know that?
What do you mean?
I'll go to a store, and I'll be in the grocery store, and there'll be a lady in line behind me or something. And I'll just turn to her and I'll go, "Hey, you ever just let your pussy get loose?" You
know? And what's the response been so far?
Sometimes they'll be like, "What?"
Yeah.
Or they'll get real angry, but I'll say, "I don't mean like physically. Does it hang?"
I was gonna ask, "What do you mean by does your pussy get loose?"
That means, do you ever really have fun? Do you ever really enjoy yourself? Do you ever let yourself have a good time? That's what I mean.
Well, if to respond to your question, yeah, my pussy gets loose a lot.
See?
I like to have fun. I like to eat pastrami. I like to let loose.
Pistachios too, right?
Pistachio nuts.
All the peas.
Yeah, I feel like that. What are you doing?
Should we tell them a song?
We were singing a song. The intro song that we did for you.
First, okay, I'll be honest. I was working on something. I'm not allowed to get into details of.
It's very secret.
It's very secretive. Actually, the only reason I'm being...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The only reason I'm being weird about it is, you know, like when you work on something and you just haven't... It hasn't been cleared. I didn't get the full clearance.
So that's right.
Just to be out of respect.
To show business.
To show business class. You got class.
Yeah. It's show business etiquette.
It's show business etiquette. I can't get into the details, even though, like, I'm sure it wouldn't be the end of the world. But I was riding on a pilot. That's as far as I can go.
That's industry talk, Tom.
Let them know. Okay.
Not everybody's in show business.
That's
like
true. It's very important. When people come up with ideas for shows, they go to a network and they go, "I have an idea for a show." and then the network goes, "What is it?" And then you say, "It's about guys on unicycles." Yeah. And they throw hot dogs and donuts.
I like it.
At signs, and then these kids come, and they have to sing.
Wait, but where are the explosions?
That's where. Wait till the second act. I'm just talking about the first act of the show.
It's just so exciting already.
And then in the second act, we set dynamite up, and there's a lot of fires and kids drinking milk.
But is there singing? I need to know who's going to be the next American singer.
There's singing going on in the third act. So you have your kids, you got your excitement of the unicycles, you got excitement.
What about cougars?
Dynamites.
Are there cougars, older women that are attracted to younger men?
Mm-hmm. That's the fourth act.
That's the ultimate TV show.
Yes. Yes. It's called Run, Explosion, Cougar Jump.
It's American Cougar Explosions.
Yes. It's a very exciting new show.
Cum Blast. So, and then you say your idea to an executive. And then the executive goes, "Oh no!"
Yes, it's working.
Oh, psych opposite day! Man, you just psyched me out so hard, Tommy. I was so afraid we had to start over again.
I know.
I really hate to do that because we had such good stuff right now.
So much fun.
So good.
Okay,
So then the executive goes, "Here you go, $1 million."
Yes, here's
$1 million.
Become a millionaire to make what is called a pilot. And right now you're thinking, "Well, pilots fly planes. What do you mean?"
Yeah.
Well, in entertainment jargon, a pilot is the one episode, the show, that you get to say, here's what the show would be.
Yeah.
It's the pilot. And then based on that, you put that together, and then the network gets to see your version, like the actual, no, seriously, this is what the show would look like.
Right.
And then they go, no.
Yeah, and then they crush your dreams. And then it's back to Starbucks. You're a barista.
That's kind of the thing.
That is how so, it goes.
I was working on a pilot for a few weeks.
Oh.
It's top secret.
Stupid.
You know,
that's
whatever.
So dumb.
Let's just say that. Steve Harvey may or may not be. But anyways.
What's Steve Harvey's book? Think Like a Lady.
Lead with your teeth.
Lead with your teeth.
As Ryan Sickler says.
Wear dumb suits.
I think his book's called Lead with Your Teeth.
Ryan Sickler.
So anyways, the...
So Tommy was writing on the pilot.
And you know, you sometimes there's downtime. Like when you write your stuff, you write your jokes.
You can't be creative 24/7.
No, and you need
downtime.
A lot
of people think you can be, and you just can't.
And you also have... sometimes you actually literally finish everything you've been asked to do. And you go, what do I do now? And they go, you have to wait till we get notes.
Yeah, notes are fun.
Right, notes will come before you go to sleep. And
meaning
then you can do those.
Executives send you really cool things like... We don't like the word red. Could you put in the word burgundy?
Yeah. And then you go, well, but red rhymes with the other word that you wanted it to rhyme with. Well, make something rhyme with burgundy.
So gay.
Like slurgundy. So anyways, in that time, you know, a lot of perusing.
Elegant.
Is that a good word?
That's a really good word for you.
Perusing?
You never used that word
before. A lot of perusing the web.
Yeah.
And anyways, I became fascinated with this... Twitterer named /Lean. She's very she's dark and very smart and clever.
Very pussy centric
and really funny.
Yeah.
Like, and I was telling somebody else about it, how, you know, the more you do comedy and you do different things within comedy, you realize that some people are super skilled at certain things. You know what I mean? Like like sometimes you'll be like there's hosting a live show, I mean.
Yeah.
Right? And that becomes, you're like, so-and-so is a really good host. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just really good at doing that.
Yes.
Then some people become, you know, are great comics or whatever. Then you find that, like, some people are great writers and great actors. And anyways, the more you do, the more skills, right, that you have.
To pay the bills.
But you also figure out, oh, I'm better at this than I am at this. Like,
right.
I'm not so good at doing this, but I am good at this.
Right.
And I think that, I think most people would agree that, like, tweeting is actually, like, being funny in 140 characters is a skill, right?
It's like a haiku of sorts.
It is.
It's like a Twitter haiku, and you have to be good at brevity.
And some people that are really funny aren't really that great at tweets. They're just not very funny, let's say.
Or they're crazy.
Or they're
tweet.
Totally
and
insane.
And you go, well, I didn't know. I didn't realize that the Jizza is mentally ill. Well, I had a feeling the Jizza was.
Well, there's a number of people that are comics. That I don't find myself to be a particularly great Twitterer.
I don't think
I'm a great one.
I think you're great, Tommy. I think you're fantastic.
You're my wife.
I know.
But I feel like I have like every once in a while I'll be like, that's pretty funny. And, you know, it'll get retweeted or whatever. And you're like, that was a good one. But I'm not I'm also not, you know, super focused on it. A lot of times they're not taking my dumps and whatever. Anyways,
I always want to tweet about shitting.
That's all I tweet about.
I feel like that's the only, because here's the two things I do daily. I eat and then I shit.
By the way, you've been
all
getting
I wanna do.
Really good.
You're sweet.
At tweet.
But
can I tell you why I think you've been really good at it?
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now.
Why?
Go ahead and tell me how great I am.
No, but this is why you've been getting really good
at
it. Thanks, Tom. And then I'll get back to the thing.
I'm sorry.
The reason you've been getting really good at it is because you are just doing honest thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like you're just like if we went through them lately, like they're all just and they've been very funny because they've been very honest. This takes me back to /Lean.
Sorry, /Lean. She's great.
She's fucking fantastic. I don't know what else, if she does any other comedy things, but if she were to be judged just on tweets, /Lean, you're tremendous.
Can I tell her, I did some research because I get obsessed with people, and I Googled her, and she has a great Tumblr account, and she's like this cute
I'm the one that found it.
Oh, grow up.
I'm the one that fucking
found
it. You
did, okay. But Tom, can I just talk about it? Because she's so cute, and she has a Tumblr.
Yeah, go ahead.
But she's like a 20-something-year-old student.
Yes,
so
I
know. You're asking, what is she? She's a student,
I
and
understand.
She writes, and she wants to be a writer.
I know this.
You just said you didn't.
I just meant that I don't know if she is currently actively doing other comedy.
I'm just so excited that I know who she is.
But, motherfucker. I can't believe you're taking credit. Okay, so anyways.
No, you're taking credit. You take the credit.
Because I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her Twitter account, which is very funny, led me to her Tumblr.
Right.
Which I started to go through. And it's really great when you find somebody who, when someone's account, like their page, their website, or their Tumblr account, yeah, like they did the research to be entertaining for you. Like they yeah found great. And her Tumblr account is actually really fun because she found great videos and clips. Yeah. And one day while I was working, I was on her Tumblr account and I went through the pages and I found videos that I thought you would love. Remember?
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. You sent me like an email.
I was like, instead of sending you the link, I just actually pulled like four clips of yeah things that essentially she had highlighted. I found like the four that I was like, you'll love these. And I sent them to you. And like one of them was a guy talking about anal breaths.
Yeah.
One of them was
great.
One of them was a cool like breakdancing. Remember those guys breakdancing?
Dope, yeah. Really.
One of them was really bizarre guy doing interpretive dance with like chicken, like remember he in his underwear.
Yeah, and there's old people watching.
And they're
him
eating cake. And
yeah,
it's
so great.
Really great.
It was like
but
10
then
minutes.
The one that like we've become, this is this whole long backstory of Slash yeah Lean is leading us to the other video that was on her Tumblr account, which was of a girl from Oakland named Creation.
Creation, K R E A, right?
S. I think it's K R E A.
E Y.
No.
Backslash.
It's
number four.
I think it's K R E A S A W N.
Creation, you're right.
Creation. Yeah.
And she's a total Wegro from Oaktown. From oh, and for real. Like,
for
she's
real
like a 19-year-old Wigger girl. And she hangs out with all these, like, gnarly black dudes. And she edits their rap videos. But she has this one video called Bumpin' Bumpin', Bumpin' Bumpin'. And Bumpin' Bumpin'
yeah
has become the soundtrack to our lives.
Right. And the first time.
It's amazing.
It was viewed, like, I watched it because it was on this Tumblr account.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to you. And then I sat down. I was like, let's watch it together.
Yeah.
And then.
Instantly. Amazing.
And I knew what your answer was going to be, like, freaking when I found it. Which was, like, as soon as it played, you're like, this is rad. And
you it's were, rad. Yeah, it's so rad.
You're totally into it. And then now when I hear it, I'm like, it is pretty
it's
rad.
It's fucking rad. Well, can I tell you about Creation? Because I've been obsessed with her.
Right.
And I've been on her Tumblr as well.
Yeah.
And she's, like, a total Wegro, and she's a lesbian, which I always admire lesbians, because I think as a woman, if you're immune to, like, male scrutiny, you don't have to be sexually viable to men. There's, like, so much freedom in that. Like, a woman is totally free to be crazy and who she is. And I love she's got bamboo earrings, at least two pair. And
yeah
she's got, like, the crazy hair and the eye makeup. And
a bad attitude.
And she's got a bad attitude. And, like, it's all homemade stuff. And it's so entertaining. And I would watch her take a dump over listening to one goddamn Lady Gaga song.
Yeah.
This girl is so much more interesting than any piece of shit the music industry has right now.
You know why?
she's
jank. A real bitch.
Yeah,
she's
real.
Bitch.
Real talk.
Yeah.
She has a video of her sister getting out of jail.
Yeah. And that, it's not for like an overnight, like, oh, you're in the drunk tank. It's like, man, those last 6 months have been rough.
Like, six
months.
What do you think you can
it's
do?
It's not for fucking running red lights, you
right,
know?
But what do you get 6 months in jail? Jail or prison?
Jail. She was in, like county jail.
So yeah. What do you do 6 months for?
I mean, there's a number of things that you could be, I mean, when you don't have any money, you can get locked up
for
longer.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Obviously, because you can't get bailed out. But you're not getting 6 months for just, like, fucking jaywalking. Like, I mean, it could be, like, a weapons charge. It could
yeah
be a more serious possession, like a more serious drug charge. You know, it's definitely a felony.
DUI? Oh,
nah,
it's a
fuck
felony.
No, it's not a DUI.
No, DUI is like overnight.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
I mean,
felony.
It could be, I mean, it could be like a fifth DUI where they're like, you seem to not let these don't really register with you, but like, it's not
wow
some bullshit. I don't think it's.
Well,
know.
Creation, if you're listening, we are so curious about you and your sister. I think her name is Vanity or Vion? Avion?
I don't know.
Or something?
She's a bad bitch, too.
She's a bad bitch, and they're two bad bitches. And what is the charge? I would love to know why your sister
I
was
bet
in
they're
jail
not opposed to sharing what the charge is. You know what I mean?
I hope. Is that a faux pas to ask people why they're
it
in jail?
Is, yeah,
oh, sorry.
It is. It's a major faux pas. But
I didn't
you know
realize that.
That's
I thought,
all right.
But they deny it anyways, right? When you're in prison, everybody's innocent.
Oh, yeah. I got popped on some bullshit. They tried to say, I raped this chick. But then when they checked the, you know, the semen, it's like it was just mine.
Prison's amazing.
Huh?
Have you seen the new Scared Straight? You've seen that.
Holy
Holy
shit.
Fuck, mother.
You know what the
it's
best
amazing
one is, though? like, and it's hard to find the there's an original, there's an OG Scared Straight
that they showed you in like junior high,
right? But then MTV revisited Scared Straight. They did an updated one in the 90s that is fucking amazing.
Really? Where was I?
It aired, and it's like, I think it was called Scared Straight Again or something like that.
Scared Straight More Scared.
But this one was Shit Your Pants episode. Scared where I remember there was a black guy and there was like this white kid, and he was like, they were pacing, and they were, you know, the prisoners were pacing in front of the kids. Like, oh, they had them sat down, and they would pace and talk. Ugh. And one of the guys came up, and he was like, put your thumb through my belt loop. And he made a kid come up and put his thumb through his belt loop. And then he walked, and he was like, if you were in here, this is what I'd make you do. Put your thumb through my belt loop, you little bitch. And the kid was crying.
Well, what's with the thumb and the belt loop? Like, what does that mean?
If they were in prison together, he was saying, like, you'd be my bitch. Oh. And the way that everybody would know that you're my bitch is you put your thumb through my belt loop and walk around.
That's how
me.
You go steady in prison.
That's how. But that's letting everybody else know this is my bitch. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he was like, you do my laundry. Except he wasn't talking like I'm talking. He was like, little bitch ass motherfucker. Like, it was really intense. And the kid was like, it was, at the time, it was definitely the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but this one's pretty good.
Well, first of all, who doesn't know that prison sucks and you shouldn't go there? 15-year-olds, that's who doesn't know. And these kids are all on the brink of just one robbery away from going to prison. And I gotta tell you, if I were there, how long do you think you would... How long before you cried if you were in prison? Like, just personally.
Well, you know you gotta smile now and cry later, right?
Hey, fucker! What a leg!
Smile now, cry later.
Hey, fucker.
Here's the thing. Hey. Here's the thing, homie. You gotta smile now, cry later.
Hey, man, what's calculus?
I think I would... Yeah. I think I would cry a lot.
Yeah.
And often. But if you show up and cry...
Negative.
That's fucking real bad news. You gotta act like... Yeah.
You're somebody's bitch, dude. If you
gotta
cry,
act like you know, for sure.
I'm always surprised at how resourceful prisoners are. Like, have you ever seen where they like, confiscate their contraband or whatever the fuck, and they find, like, white lightning. It's like that crazy Pruno. Yeah. And the guy's like, well, I stole some apples, and I made it under my toilet, like, toilet wine that makes you blind. And that guy's whittling, like, shivs out of toothbrushes. You're like, motherfucker, why weren't you this resourceful in the outside world? Like, these guys are really crafty. I feel like we should put them to work in other
the shit they
areas
find.
Of society.
Yeah, like engineering.
Yeah. They're smart people. They're not dumb guys. They're violent.
Yeah.
But they're not dumb. It's amazing, right?
Totally.
Oh, I would never do in prison. Because in women's prison, it's all like women with facial tattoos who look like boys. And they all just want to like rape you, I think.
Those girls are scarier than the guys are.
Yeah. Right?
They're absolutely terrifying.
But they can't. I guess, yeah. Because they want you as your girlfriend and stuff. But they can't, like, rape you, right? Because there's no penises.
Yeah, but they can shove objects into you.
Oh.
I think that's called, there's an actual term for it. No, really, there's an actual criminal charge.
Oh, with a foreign, penetration with a foreign object? I see that on the Megan's Law website.
It's a type of rape charge is known with an object. I forget.
Can I tell you something? By the way, that I heard on Dan Savage's podcast.
Yeah.
Savage Love. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's like this really, really awesome gay guy who has a podcast about love and sex and relationships. And he talked about this thing the other day called sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this? Where
sounding?
Sounding. No. Where men or women, they put objects in their urethra, like, not needles, but like metal objects inside their urethra. I guess men might do it to simulate penetrate or to be penetrated.
Yeah, I've done that.
Is that what you were doing yesterday?
Yeah. Sure.
And anyway, so you put something in your pee hole and then you masturbate that way.
Oh,
isn't that the worst thing ever?
Oh, that's just total cringe worthy. That's so horrifying.
I know.
What the fuck is going on?
And you can like permanently damage your urethra. It's like it creates scar tissue in men.
Really? That sounds fun.
It's
I mean,
the best.
If you're gonna penetrate yourself, can you just leave it at your asshole? Can you
I
just
agree.
Put things in your ass and leave
like
it at that.
Like a Christian man. Yeah.
Just put bigger things in your asshole.
That's the solution.
Like, just go through a series of objects that get bigger.
Yeah.
And leave your dick hole alone.
Leave your dick hole alone.
Your dick hole doesn't deserve anything getting shoved into it.
Have you ever... don't they do that when they test boys for things?
Yeah, like, but I never had that test.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Too late now.
Yeah. I had all the blood work done, but I never had the dick swab. Ugh. I heard about it, because I had a friend who went... We were in college one night, he fucked a real pig, and the next day, we were like, hey, dude, I could smell her from upstairs. Like,
really?
Maybe. Yeah, and then so we went to the campus, you know, medical center, and he came out, and I was like... What did you get tested for? And he was like, this, this, and that. And then he was like, that one hurts. And I was like, hurts? Like, what? Don't you just give blood? He's like, no, they put the Q-tip in your dick hole. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say? And I had no idea they did that. It's like they'd stick it in your dick hole and turn it. I know, it makes me cringe. Just
Wait, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If a woman's vagina smells, is that always? Does that always mean there's like infection there, or have you just smelled women who just smell like strong?
No, I think they. I don't know. I mean, I actually don't know the answer, but I would think that it could be a dirty cooch.
But yeah, so like I'm saying,
it doesn't have to be infected.
It's just what they have showering.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, you know.
Yeah. It can get ripe.
It can get swampy and messy down there.
I wouldn't know.
You know?
My vagina's immaculate.
I mean, I know these nuts stink on a pretty regular basis, and they're not infected.
Yeah.
They're just dirty balls.
That's how your nuts stank daily, son. Mm-hmm. You just like to keep them stanky.
Yeah, I think you're more real when you have dirty balls, you know?
You gotta let your balls...
You gotta let your nuts hang.
You gotta let your nuts hang, to quote the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
But you gotta let them stink.
I met Willie D one time.
Who?
Willie D.
Is he the midget?
No.
Who's the midget in the Ghetto
Bushwick
Boys?
Bushwick Bill.
That's Bushwick Bill.
Yeah.
What is it, the fifth ward? The ninth ward? In Texas.
No, they're from Houston.
Gotta let your nuts hang.
That's good. I don't remember what ward it is now. I think the ninth. I thought that's New Orleans.
Why is it called a ward?
I don't know.
That sounds really depressing and, you know.
Oh, you don't want to move to a place called the ninth ward?
Can't they give them dignified names? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Willie D. It's Willie D. Bushwick Bill and Scarface. I met the fucking third on the tier.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've met a lot of rappers.
Not that many.
Yeah, what about De La Soul? You had a little friendship for a while.
Friends a little while with Maceo.
Still are.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a long time. Craig G. We both met Craig G.
Oh, snap. We were in London with that guy.
That dude's fucking, he's VIP. He's
for life.
Yeah.
For reals.
He's definitely OG.
Can I tell you, I have one fantasy. I don't have many fantasies about celebrities.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't really care.
What is this going to be?
I have a fantasy that one day I meet Snoop Dogg.
And he rails you?
And he rails me. No, nice. Numbnuts.
Like the whole...
Why? Every time
the whole Dog Pound crew? Like,
Tom.
Corrupt and
Nate
Dogg.
Yeah,
like they all come in and ride the train?
That's what I
Why
want.
Why don't you just call the Black Pipe Layers?
Justin Slayer! Yeah, I just want to get railed by... Like, no, numbnuts. Every time I bring up a male that I admire, you assume that it's a...
You say the same thing when I bring up
a
female. If I say a female, you're always like, you want to fuck her?
That is not true.
And you're like, don't fuck her.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
You were flirting with...
That's a fucker.
So, can I tell you my Snoop Dogg fantasy?
Sure, sure.
So I'm walking down the street, and he comes up to me, and he goes, what's up, little lady?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, what's up, Snoop? And they'll be like, you want to get high? Want to smoke some weed? And I'll be like, all right, Snoop. And then we get high together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get high with anybody. I usually just smoke pot alone.
Yeah, that's it.
Watch YouTube videos. But I get high with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
that's not enough of a cool fucking thing to do.
No, but I thought it would turn into like... And then we went to fucking...
And I went to Disneyland.
To Pink's and we got hot dogs.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that.
I could arrange for that.
You cannot arrange for
that. I surely can.
How?
Actually, you know what? Your fantasy could have come true if you would have fucking pulled over when the bishop... waved you down.
The Bishop Don Magic Wand.
You realize that was the key to your fucking fantasy. That
it was,
happened.
Actually.
The Bishop, if you're not familiar with there's the Archbishop Don Magic Wand.
Yeah.
Is one of America's greatest pimps in the history of pimping.
Pimping.
He's been pimping since Pimpin's been pimping.
He was in Pimps Up, Hose Down.
Wasn't
he in the documentary?
No, he was in American Pimp.
American Pimp, sorry. One of those two.
The one that the brothers directed. Was it the Hughes Brothers?
I don't remember. I don't know who fucking directs those stupid documentaries.
No,
I mean,
they're fucking famous directors.
Todd Phillips. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They made Menace to Society.
Oh, I like that movie.
Anyways.
Stupid bitch. Okay. That's what he says when he shoots. Suck my dick, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that motherfucker cheeseburger. Yeah, bang, bang, right. Bang. Yeah. See? Great I know movie. Black culture.
So,
don't act like
anyways, that American Pimp is phenomenal. And it's got a lot of pimps. But pretty much, even though they're all pretty awesome, like Rosebud, spelled Mark, with money, two
money,
D's
Mark, money, money.
For a double dose of that pimping. There's nobody like the Bishop. And you've seen the Bishop probably because he became like a mentor of sorts to Snoop.
Yeah, and he's an old school. He's in the movie Old School.
Yeah, yeah, he is with Snoop. So anyways, that guy who looks like a pimp in Old School on stage, that's a real pimp. But he's a retired pimp now because the biggest pimp of all, he said, God. That's what he said.
The G-O-D.
The biggest pimp of all, called God, came down to me one day and was like, man, you got to stop doing what you've been doing. You got to go in another direction, man. That's what God said to him.
How do you know this? That's
what he says in the movie. He's
so
like,
ridiculous.
And that's me with the best is when he does the calendar. Yeah. It's him and celebrities. And he goes, that's me and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is like walking through a lobby.
Mm.
And then the bishop's head's like that. Like they're not, it's not a picture with him. It's like, he's like that.
He's in
and he's
the
like,
background.
And he goes, that's me and Donald Trump. It's like, that's not you and Donald Trump. That's you in a room that Donald Trump was walking through.
Yeah, it's like that John Cusack movie where he takes a picture of her in the background.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But still,
so
he's still a man. And anyways, the Don moved out to L.A. years ago. He drives a green and gold Cadillac. And it's green and gold because green is for the money and
gold
is for the honeys.
Honeys.
Yeah. And one day, fucking Christina comes home and is like, oh, guess who tried to wave me down today on the street? And I'm like, I'm thinking like it's going to be like a friend or something. I'm like, I don't know who. She's like, the bishop. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, the bishop.
The bishop, because I was driving down Pico and I see that ridiculous car and nobody has that car except the bishop. And I see him and I fucking lose my shit because that's him. And I, like, kind of waved to him, mistaken. It's probably a bad idea.
You fucking didn't
like,
mention that part.
No, because I was like, holy fuck. It's a bit, like, I got excited. Like, to
wait,
me, that's an exciting celebrity.
This
sight.
Is new information, though.
Oh,
you
I'm did, sorry.
You
but,
didn't mention.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, it's like seeing. One time I saw Morrissey in the same way, and I was like, oh, my God, you know.
I got a Morrissey story.
How do you have a Morrissey
I'll tell you
story?
You
okay, so let me finish a bit. So the bishop, you know, thinks I'm trying to bang him, I guess, and he's like, pull over. He wants to give me his card. He holds up his business card. And I'm like, I can't, where am I, I'm going to pull over on Pico so that the bishop can give me his business card? Like, it just didn't make sense. I'm a grown woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I ain't got time to mess with no pimp. Yeah. But it was special, and it was cool.
Hey, hold on. Let me holler at you for a second.
But can I tell you, the bishop courted an acquaintance of mine many years ago.
That's
remember
right.
The story?
Church with a what is it? T.T.?
I don't want to say her name in case. But anyway, my friend was very beautiful.
Yeah.
And he showed up at her work one time.
Ho, ho, ho.
With his crazy-ass ride in her office, and with 2 6-inch Subway sandwiches, and was like, here you go, girl. I'm taking care of my woman. And she was like, this is my office. Could you imagine the bishop walking in your office?
A
crazy
office.
Pimp, yeah. And that stupid outfit. The stupid outfit he was wearing, too.
Yeah, he wears
so
crazy
embarrassing.
Clothes.
Yeah, anyway,
man,
so that's...
you look official, like a referee with a whistle.
I love when black people come up with sayings like that.
Pimps
white
especially.
White people never
do really
that.
Good at sayings.
So good.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we going to talk about? You said you had another story aside.
Oh, Morrissey?
Yeah, tell me that.
Okay. So this weekend I had a car service take me, let's say, from the airport to the hotel.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the guy was really nice, right? So we're talking in the car. We have a little while to drive, and he's like, oh, you know, I pick up all the comedians. Whenever anybody starts, like, I know has met a lot of comics.
Yeah.
Like clubs or drivers. I'll be like, hey, who's a real asshole?
I asked the same question.
I always ask that. And, he was pretty much like, you know, all the comedians have been pretty cool. And I'm like, oh, have you worked with, like, other entertainers? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, a lot of artists. And I was like, musical artists? And he was like, yeah. Our company picks up a lot of them for this area. Because I was in Florida. And I was like, oh, do any of them suck? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And he was like, some are really cool. He actually said Madonna was, he had Madonna, which is kind of a big deal, right? He was like,
jerky tits.
He said that she was business, you know, she was like real business.
Yeah.
But but like decent.
Yeah.
Like not a fucking asshole.
Well, that's surprising because you'd think Madonna would be a real cooch hair about.
Then he said about everything. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, but he said they were very standoffish, and by the third day that they're hugging him.
Oh.
Because I think like you become the normalcy in their life.
Well, let's face it too, is that who cares about Hootie and the Blowfish
anymore? That's true.
And those guys need a friend wherever they can get one.
But those motherfuckers, I don't know. That's just. But here are the two worst, he said.
Oh my god.
The two fucking biggest pieces of shit are there's a Mexican singer named Paulina Rubio, and she's a, you know, like Shakira, like she's this hot little fucking Latin firecracker.
Yeah.
Who, like, you drive her to the show, and then the manager says, all right, like, you know, you wait backstage, because as soon as she gets off, you walk right to the truck.
Mm.
When she gets off stage, everybody who's in the hallway is not allowed to look at her.
I love that. So, don't you love that?
He says, if she comes down the hallway,
so gay.
And you know, like, you weren't expecting to see her, but she's in the hallway, turn and face the wall.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, that's fucking horrifying.
And I know someone else has it. Like a Tonight Show guy has that.
A Tonight Show guy?
Is it Leno or Carson?
You gotta be shitting
me. No, I swear to God, I just heard this and it's killing me that I can't remember which late night guy it was.
Can't be Leno.
Not Leno, then maybe Carson had a policy that you couldn't look at him.
Oh, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Carson Daly. I'd be like,
yeah, Carson Daly. That guy's a real prick.
Yeah.
No, but I'm serious. I forget where I was listening to.
Well, he said that and I was like, that is amazing but that's not end of it.
Yeah.
So they said, if she walks down the hall, like, we'll tell you if she's coming, but if for some reason we didn't get to you in time and you see her, not only don't look at her, turn away, look at the wall or look at the ground.
Get the fuck out.
Uh-huh. Then, because that she's ready to go out to the car, and when you open the door for her, but don't look at her.
Oh,
look away.
How do you not look at somebody?
Yep.
It's
then
harder
he said,
not to.
He said, so you look away.
Ugh.
Then when you're driving, keep your hands at 10 and 2 at all times so she can see both your hands on the wheel.
Oh, boy.
And don't look at her in the rearview mirror.
Oh, boy.
Like, this list of this, like, the worst. I was like, that sounds like the fucking. Not only, but the most amazing part of that is, who gives a fuck about Paulina Rubio?
I never even heard of her.
Yeah. She's like a Mexican superstar.
You know, she's like Selena singing about
tacos. Where are all the tacos?
Do you think that's all Mexican singers sing about?
I know they do. I speak Spanish.
So we'll sing a song for me.
Yo quiero más tacos. Tacos con queso. Tacos con avocado. Tacos con salsa. ¿Dónde están los tacos?
Tapatío.
Más tapatío en mis tacos. Chalupa. Better have my donuts.
Can I say something though?
Yeah.
Is that policies like that usually come about because so many people, like, I'm just trying to think in her mind, is it because so many people were looking at her?
Well, we discussed it. The driver and I, after he said that, I was like, that's fucking horrifying. But then we came to the conclusion of that policy has to be in place because of something. In other words, everybody's now paying the price for something that went horribly wrong at some point. Yes.
Offended her.
Somebody probably didn't just offend her, but probably in some way violated her you know, personal space or something. And so they put up this, but it's still a shitty fucking policy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure somebody, I don't know if somebody grabbed her or did something, but in order to limit that, she's a fucking asshole to everybody.
That's too bad. That's a bummer. So
the other person
was
Morrissey.
Oh, not the Moss.
He said he almost left Morrissey on the side of the road.
No.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Said that he was all right. Oh, no. He was like, that guy. Where's he from, Morrissey?
He's English.
He's English. He said he's the driver's really nice and, like, he was very well-spoken.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he's like, yeah, he's back there on the phone, and he's like, fuck, you motherfucker, like yelling into his phone, and my driver was doing like this sort of off British accent, you know, he was like, fucking hell, fuck you, what the fuck, you fucking fuck, and he was like, I've never heard anybody talk to anybody like that before.
Who's he talking to?
Business managers and all kinds of people just screaming, and he said, you know, he didn't like him because of that.
Sure.
But then the day he was supposed to leave, he's driving Morrissey to the airport, and as they're pulling into the airport, he's getting phone calls that there's technical problems on his plane. Mm. I guess he has a private jet, and they're like, this and that. It's like, it's not ready to go. Well, he was fuming at that. And then to the driver, he was like, what the fuck are you doing here? What, are you going to sit here all day for 2 fucking hours? Like, get me the fuck out of here. And he was like, well, where do you want me to take you? He's like, fucking anywhere. And he started screaming at him so much that he was like, I was ready to just quit the job right then. Like, I was just going to pull over to the side of the road, throw it in park, and get out of the car. But he didn't. But he was just, he absolutely says he's the worst fucking person ever. I mean, everyone's experience is different. And
but Morrissey, to not defend Morrissey, has been known to be, you know, he's an uppity prick, basically. That's his persona. And usually you find that people's personas aren't very far off from the person.
Yeah.
It's very seldom, you know, is somebody playing a bitch or a dick very well and they're not, in real life. Yeah. So, well, that, you know, hey, fuck Morrissey.
Yeah, so that was just from a very kind South Florida driver.
That's crazy.
Here's what else is there? Well,
we want to talk about. Remember that woman?
That fucking woman. Yeah, that was yesterday. Dude,
that was yesterday. Holy shit! It feels like eons.
I got in, and we decided to have.
You were at the West Palm Improv, right?
And we decided to. But I arrived yesterday, and we decided to have lunches together.
Yes.
And so.
Just a mommy lunch.
We sat on like a, what is it?
An outdoor cafe.
Right, an outdoor cafe. Silver Lake. I'm
talking about MJ's too.
Oh yeah, so where you could you sat on the like the front. What's it called?
No, just on the sidewalk.
Yeah, like sidewalk patio kind of place, and we're sitting there and it's really busy. Like Silver Lake's really busy on Sundays. There's people all around. There's
tons of guys. The gay bar next door.
Yeah, very active. It was Mexican gays at that yesterday.
It was so cute.
So we sat there and we noticed, you know, we walked to this place, but there was a car, an SUV, that was parked with its tail in the crosswalk that you cross the street with, and the rest of the car was in the red. So in other words, the entire vehicle was parked illegally, but it was in the red, and then the very tail of it was in the crosswalk. So it was like, fuck the parking rules. Fuck people walking.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah.
So then you see that rude. And you go like, who's this fucking asshole?
Well, it's an emergency. Maybe if it's a woman, maybe there's a baby that's dying.
You remember who I said it was going to be?
Well, here's the thing. I'm eating Toblerone, which is delicious. Too. We took bets on what kind of douchebag parks. It was a very expensive car. It was a Lexus SUV. Mm-hmm. In the fucking red zone in front of Trader Joe's on a Sunday. Is it A, let's say an uppity white gay guy, a Silver Lake guy? Is it B, a white woman with blonde hair and Ugg boots? Or C, none of the above? Like, it's those two. Those are your options. And of course it was.
It was a cunt with Uggs.
An uppity cunt, a typical, you know, entitled bitch on her BlackBerry. In her Ugg boots and taking her time. It was a leisurely stroll.
She walked out of one store, the store that was basically next to where we were eating. She walked up to her SUV.
She
had a bag that she had just bought stuff. She put the bag in the Lexus.
Yeah.
And then shut the door, and you're like, what an asshole. She just, parked there. So she could get that ship and leave. And then, instead of getting in her car, she went over to another store.
Yeah.
Where she proceeded to shop.
Fucking cheese store.
She went into the grocery store.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Came out. Got back in her car. Fucked with her phone.
Yeah.
Then left. And we were just like,
what do you do?
Well, we were debating, because I thought you were about to yell at
me. I was going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Well, especially when I see that it's not an emergency, and especially when people park either in the red zone or in handicap zones, when they're, you know, it's not an emergency and you're not handicapped. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I was about to yell at her, because I do believe in handicap speaking out.
Handicap is inexcusable.
That's completely inexcusable.
That's fucking, you're a piece of shit. Yeah. But
yes.
This is the kind of thing where you're like, I don't know, it really... It bothered me too, where it kind of got my blood pumping.
Me too. We were going to kill her.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, and here's the thing too, is that that bitch went, oh, it's a $500 ticket. I don't care. It's worth $500 or whatever the fee
is
to park in the red zone so that I don't have to go into the parking lot, which is 2 feet away.
Right.
To go to Trader Joe's.
So I can get cheese.
So I get my cheese.
And juice.
Which I don't eat because I weigh 90 pounds. But what should the punishment be for people who do that? Realistically,
she should get stoned. Somebody should fucking beat her. That's the kind of person, actually, when I see people like that, I go, that person's never had their ass kicked.
No.
And even though I do feel like when you see someone like that, you go, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
It would humble you. I wish somebody would just kick your ass.
Well, can I tell you something? I think then it should be.
Because writing a check would never have an effect on her.
She didn't care. Money is no object. But getting her ass beat by another blonde like me?
Yeah.
What if it's okay if you're a woman and you see another woman doing something shitty to challenge her to like a fist fight?
That'd be great.
And I'd be like, look, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up. And then I could hit her.
It really speaks to
me. I would not do that. I'd be so bad at that.
No. It's crazy how many people in this world think that they're fucking special, you know?
Yeah.
And the reality is you're not special.
No. But it drives me bonkers when people think the rules don't apply to them.
Yeah, she thinks she's special.
She is. Entitlement.
She thinks she's special. And it's totally...
white entitlement.
It's classist.
Oh,
this
for
bitch
sure.
Has this bitch has been told her whole life how special she is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she has money to back it up. And the fuck, like... You know, she made it dangerous for people walking, driving. People couldn't see out of that parking lot when they turned onto the road because her car's fucking blocking everything. You're just a fucking... And you know what? I know that this... Nothing will come of this, and this is just, you know, venting for the sake of it, but just some people really fucking suck, man. And it's just... It feels good to say how much they suck.
Yeah, of course.
I hate that woman with everything inside of me. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I wish we would have done, we talked about, was run into Trader Joe's real quick and grab like 6 eggs and egg the car. That would have been fun.
If we had the cover of Night, I might say, why not? Why not do it? You know, I'm 30-something years old.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen?
I had cash, so no record.
No trace.
Yeah.
You know, and also you'll notice when we drive in Beverly Hills, I was over on that side of town, that the people even drive shittier. Like, there's even entitlement in how some people drive.
Yeah.
And they're, I just don't like that. It really makes me mad.
You know, our friend yesterday was saying how he's observed that a lot of people over here aren't very friendly.
In Silver Lake.
Yeah, and I never really thought about that until he pointed that out. He was saying that... I don't know.
I think they're friendly. I think he was talking about the hill people, like the.
I don't know. Collectively, I think there are a lot of snobs over here.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But I mean, it's interesting. I mean, this is getting into really LA stuff, but a lot of times, as a general label, people think of like the west side of town as like the uppity, snobby part of town, because like the west side is where the real money is. But there's a lot of fucking east side snobs too.
But I think because I'm a cultural east side snob, I will admit to that, like wholeheartedly.
You're not a snob though.
I am. I'm a cultural snob in that I, you know, I like certain shit, and I'm a bit. Yeah, I am a little bit of a hipster, but I think it's different. I think it's insecure hipster is what that is. It's not really snobbery.
Yeah.
It's more like
insecurity.
I'm really insecure, and I don't know how to be normal and cool, so I'm gonna act like I'm better than you. But that's all. That is. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the timer.
Oh.
See how long we've been talking.
Done.
We've been talking for 43 minutes.
Oh my god, that's so ridiculous.
Well, time flies when you're having fun with your mom.
So much fun. Wait, can I tell you about MJ's?
Well, yeah, we should say that MJ's is a bar next door to this place.
It's not just a bar.
Well, but I mean, to give it the
Can we give it the backstory
deserves? The backstory deserves is that we've been shopping at the Trader Joe's in Silver Lake for quite some time.
Yeah, years.
For years. And so the parking lot at Trader Joe's is a fucking madhouse.
Yeah.
And so they have a remote lot that's just basically 100 yards north of it. And when you park in the remote lot, on your way to Trader Joe's, you walk past a bar called MJ's.
Mm.
And MJ's is where the boys get down on the east side of town. And, you know, we didn't know what it was the first few times. And then one time we saw a poster out front that said, there was just like a couple like shirtless guys hugging. And we're like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Oh, that's what
that is. That's what that is. And then after many more years, we figured out, you know, after that, we figured out what it was. It's a gay bar. And it was always like, you would hear like,
they party.
They party hard. You'd be like, there's some fucking, there's some cocks getting chucked in there.
So much.
And, you know, then we would park in the regular Trader Joe's lot, and they would say, no MJ's parking in here. So, like, you knew it was some fucking popular stuff. And then much later, actually, I think this year, we saw that there's what happens on Tuesdays there.
Well, there's a poster outside that says, Rim Job. Every fucking Tuesday.
The poster says Rim Jobs.
Yes.
Every fucking Tuesday.
Oh, and then four hot dancers, one ugly one, which I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Probably code for like, hey, why don't you tickle my balls?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, so.
So anyways.
Intriguing, interesting. What goes on?
We never made it into MJ's. It's you know, it's sort of intimidating and menacing.
Well, and not only that, I do feel as a straight woman, I have no place going into a gay bar, a male gay bar, really, unless there's a reason. Like,
right.
I feel shitty just being like, hey, what are you guys doing in here? It doesn't seem appropriate. I don't, you know.
And as a straight guy, I feel weird going there when you're in town. You know what I mean?
Well, you're a bear. I would say in the gay world that you would be considered a bear.
I think, yeah.
And
but I'm not old enough. Didn't we just find out
that I'm
not old enough?
Yeah, my friend guy told me that you have to be over 40 or so to be considered a bear.
I didn't know that at all.
I don't know. Age aside, you would make a handsome bear and a great catch for anybody.
Here's the thing. MJ was always a fun reference for us.
Yeah.
You know, something to just talk about. And then you and your gay friend of yours got in touch and said, hey, we need to get together, drink, catch up.
Where
do we go? And you said, well, I'm in Silver Lake. You know, there's a gay bar over here called MJ's. And he goes, every fucking Tuesday.
No, he knew it. He knew the slogan.
And then
so awesome.
You got to go.
Tell
us what it was like.
So I got to go inside of the MJ's cavern and see firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, it was awesome. First of all, super nice. Bartenders, everybody in there.
So wait, let's set that up. Okay, what time of day do you go there?
So my friend Guy.
So it is a Tuesday that you go.
We go on a Tuesday for Rim Job.
It's a Rim Job.
It is Rim Job night. But we go around happy hour. So 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
sun's still out when the bar opens.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of empty, so we could talk. He and I had a lot of catching up to do. And the bartender is super sweet. Now, here's the thing. They were setting up for Rim Job when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing out a lot of chains. A lot of chain work. There was a poster of an a-hole being
mm-hmm.
spread open, of an asshole, I guess, to show you what the Rim Job.
So it was a so this is a poster that's specially that they hung up on Tuesday.
I don't know if it's there every night because I've not been back since.
What size poster are we talking about?
Just a regular, you know, wall poster.
And it's just of an asshole, or you can see that it's a man spreading his ass cheeks?
No, you can see that it's a... I believe, if I recall correctly, I just kind of glanced. I didn't want to stare, but I think it was of a guy, just spreading his butt cheeks open.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew it was a butthole, and you knew it was a guy's butthole.
Right? Yeah.
And
it's
so great. And, like, I'm no prude. Like, I grew up going to bars and nightclubs when I was young. You know, when I was 15, there was this place called Cinematic that was like a bondage bar.
Yeah.
They played goth and industrial music, so we'd go. And I remember, like, people getting whipped and beaten, like, in public. And, you know, I'm no prude to it. But I liked it. I don't know. There was bathroom stalls. They're unisex bathrooms. And they had a sign on the bathroom stall that was, like, one person at a time. Which, you know you're at a good gay bar, if that's what you see.
Yeah, that's like one time we went together to a place on 3rd Street to get a massage. We had never been to this place.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they were pay first, and we were like, this is weird. And then we had, like, our separate changing rooms, and, like, in the men's room, it was, like, no fucking in the...
Right.
It was something like, you know, there will be no sexual contact between people waiting for massages in this room. I was like, what?
It's always
the
good
fuck?
When they have to make a
that's,
sign.
Yeah, when
the, something's
like,
going on.
That's not like it happened a few times. That was like, it's such a persistent problem.
Right.
That we're going to try to let people know ahead of time.
There's a like, policy.
That's where you put that up in a place where people are going there just for that. Like,
yeah,
in other words,
of course.
They're like, hey, do you want to fuck somewhere? That's a good place to do it.
It is.
So we need to put up signs to tell people not to do it.
But you know what I've learned from listening to the Savage Love podcast?
I love this guy.
I love him. Yeah. And I'm just fascinated with all the stuff that's out there. And I had no idea that people do things.
Yeah.
And is that, I guess these are safe havens for people who have like secret desires and, you know, different kinks and this and that. And that's where you go to meet other people that do that kind of shit. I mean, where else are you going to find a guy who's like cross-dressing Latino boy? You know, who's into sounding as he masturbates or whatever. Like, that's where you go to find that stuff. And it's cute. It's amusing. We make fun, but we love. I don't hate the gays. We don't have any.
So you feel like you learned something, though, at
Rim Job?
Hey, see? Look at this shit.
What?
Delta.
What
canceled flights. See?
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what happens
you
when you go to
direct,
Hubs.
Right?
Yeah, but that's what happened.
Yeah, just to everybody who knows, fly direct when you can, because once they catch you in Atlanta or any connecting city, you're fucked. You just forget about it. Always fly direct. Why are you looking on Twitter?
Because I wanted to see it. I fucking felt like looking.
For what? What? You're obsessed with this Twitter.
Because I fucking felt like it, man.
Oh, God.
How do you bust my balls about fucking looking at
something? We're doing a podcast, Tom.
So what? I can
oh
do this shit.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Ugh. You know what? I hate you so much.
You don't hate me as much as I hate you. So, anyways.
God damn it.
Is there anything else you're going to share about MJ's? Is that it?
Well, I mean, look. I was afraid of it. And I conquered it. And I liked it a lot. And I would actually go back. And
okay.
I like that it exists there. And I'm happy for the gentlemen who can go in there and find what they're looking for. So.
Nice.
It wasn't as scary as I thought it would be, but it was aggressive. It was aggressive. And gay men are very aggressive with each other.
Well,
but guys are like that. Male sexuality is like that, right?
Speaking of love,
yeah.
We did Valentine's Day together.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. We went up to San Francisco and we did Cobbs.
Valentine's. We did do Cobbs together. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Speaking of inconsiderate assholes like that lady that parked in the red... There was an inconsiderate couple that got thrown out of that show. Remember?
That was a very dramatic Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was
funny.
Very...
Was the night before at the show we did the night before Valentine's Day? I was talking to those guys about. I was like, you know, I had a really bad Valentine's show a few years back. Really bad in the sense that I was like, there was this crazy group of people, and I told them, you know, I told them about my being on stage and having just like a bad interaction with the...
Wait,
with,
when is this? When?
When?
What show?
Valentine's Day years ago.
Where? What club?
Hartford.
Oh.
And,
That's weird.
Yeah, like, called the lady a cunt and, like,
oh.
Told her I hope she got AIDS and it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was really bad and, but she was a real asshole and I was like, you know, there's just fucking assholes at shows. And then the next day was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And it wasn't the same style. This was, like... This was actually the worst person ever at a show. The worst audience member is not a heckler ever. It's the people that won't stop talking. That's the worst person at a show for me.
Yeah.
Is somebody who is either so oblivious or so self-centered, so fucking inconsiderate to other people that they keep having conversations.
Well, they're drunk and they're not aware that
they're still doing
chatty
it.
They're talking. It's very, especially when they're in the front row, center.
This was
it's
front
very
row,
distracting.
And like they were talking.
Yeah.
And then I like, you know, a lot of times when that happens, I'll be like, "What are you doing?" And I turned it into like a joke, and they thought it was great that I turned them talking into.
Yeah.
And that kind of ended it, and they basically tuned in for like 5 minutes. Like, I turned them talking into, like, a joke. I made fun of them, but, like, kind of, like, in a fun way.
Well, of course.
And
yeah.
Then, like, I was like, all right, now they're back on board. 5 minutes later, they're sitting there. They're looking at each other and fully talking. And I was like, hey, you're talking again. Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, you know, nothing. And clearly they're drunk. I know they're drunk. But then it happened again and again. Then they got warned. Then I asked them again, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then finally, like, the fifth time, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And I didn't actually say you got to leave, but they just came over and threw them out.
They did, and they were irate, and they threw a fit. Which, look, if you get kicked out of a comedy club, you've done something to offend the comic or other people. Like, you've earned it. Because yeah. a lot of times, comedy clubs, they don't want to throw you out. Believe me, they don't, because then you're going to tell everybody you got kicked out of that club, you're not going to come back, mm-hmm. and you're going to spread bad word, and they don't want to kick you out. So, listen, if you get kicked out of a comedy club, you've earned that shit.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have.
And suck it up, and call a cab, and do not drive home, because you're probably drunk.
What I told, like, I think I even told the audience that this night was like, you know, as a comic, I never feel like the audience should be obligated to laugh. Like, you don't have to think
you don't have to like
what
it.
I'm saying is funny. You have more than the right to not laugh. But what you don't have the right to do is not listen.
Yeah.
You don't have that right.
Or like, don't be distracting.
Don't fucking talk. Like, yeah. If you're going to talk, get up and leave. I'd rather you say, fuck you, get up and leave,
yeah.
than sit there and talk. And I just told him, like, the biggest piece, like, the biggest injustice to this woman and this guy being there and being asses like that isn't even that they're not listening to me and, like, not giving me the attention that I want then. It's that they're ruining the show for everyone around them.
Yeah.
Like, there's other people that are at a fucking show that don't give a shit about whatever stupid conversation you're having at the table.
Yes, right.
Why do they not get a chance to listen to the show? Because you have to fucking talk.
Entitlement. It's the same reason you park in the red.
It comes full circle.
Full circle every time, Tom. Yeah,
it does. And no, it's the same. And it's the same asshole when you're at a movie and they keep talking. And you're like, hey, asshole, could you stop fucking talking so that I can watch the movie?
So inconsiderate.
These people, it made me so irate that they, like, there were people to the left, to the right, and behind them that every time they decided to talk about their stupid lives and the dumb thoughts that occupy their fucking minute brains.
Empty bullshit. Yeah.
They were ruining the show for these. And these people were out trying to have a good time on the Valentine's Days of Valentine's Days.
You know what, though? I gotta say that I've never had a great Valentine's Day show.
Yes.
Because
it is Valentine's.
Valentine with an M. The expectations are so high. And I don't know what that is. The audience maybe brings that in, that they're going to get laid or this and that. So maybe they're more tentative about what you're saying because they want to get laid later on. They don't want to laugh at something that their date's not laughing at or whatever. It's garbage. It sucks.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what else my pet peeve is now?
Sure.
People who fart on planes next to you.
Oh, God.
And once is okay because I do it too. But the consistent farting.
Did you have a bad one lately?
Yeah. I came home from Toledo. And somebody was blasting Gems all the entire way. And it's like, dude, don't gas me out. Like, it's not cool. And it's not cool the whole time.
I told you, I sat next to a guy who did the whole, he opened his legs and went up. Like, he thrust his pelvic area up. He went like,
ugh. Yeah, he pushed.
But he did like six in a row where I was like, I just looked at him. I was like, nah, dude.
You watched him do it?
Yeah, I was sitting right there, and then I saw him, and I could smell it. And then I looked at him, and I was like, really? But he didn't give a fuck. He was like 65 and was like, this is what happens. I drop bombs.
My dad's like 65. That's not that old, babe.
I didn't say he was old as fuck. I just said he was an older guy.
65. Speaking of older guys.
No, let's not.
Oh, I never mind.
So, anyways. Let's move on.
Oh my gosh.
We got what?
All right, let's move on. We're talking about farts.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh yeah. Well, that guy, I've smelled some fucking bombs. And I have to admit, it is fun to fart on a plane, but at least like, you know what
freedom.
I do? I feel like it's considerate that I do this.
Yeah.
Instead of going like
don't push.
And making a face and looking at the person and going like that, I will put my hat down, tip my hat down, close my eyes, fart. But under the guise of, hey, I'm asleep, I'm not trying to...
That's how you get out of it.
You're right. But that's considerate, right?
Very considerate.
At least you're not like, my mommy said it doesn't smell when I do it. I didn't do that.
You have to put some theatrics, some understated theatrics.
Put a little thought into it.
Sleeping, reading. People who read aren't farting.
That's right.
People with their heads on.
But you know what I can't do? I can't fart without some type of move. Like, I have to move. It's very hard, unless the fart's really primed, It just let her out. Sometimes you gotta do it.
Why don't you lean? I lean on my side.
That'll do it. You can do a side
fart. Only on my left side. For some reason, when I lay down on my left side, I can fart. I don't know why that is.
I like to fart more in first class whenever I'm upgraded.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Let those bitches smell what Silver Lake smells like.
Hey, so we gotta wrap this up. What you got going on? Tell me what's going on this week.
What up? I'm gonna be at Crackers in Indianapolis. You are a cracker. March 2nd through 5th in Indianapolis at Broad Ripple.
Nice.
Come and see that. It should be a lot of fun. It'll be really cool.
Nice.
I will be headlining. Headlining.
Good. Nice.
Good lady headliner. Come and see it.
That'd be great. Go to Crackers and which one? Broad Ripple. Go to Broad Ripple.
Crackerscomedy.com to buy tickets.
And that's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday through Saturday.
Nice.
Yes.
I will go, let's see, tomorrow. Tuesday, the 1st of March, I will go to Louisville, Kentucky with one Mr. Joe Rogan.
Heyo!
And I will do one show only with him in Louisville on the 2nd. And then I fly to Salt Lake City on Friday, the 4th. And I'm doing Wise Guys in Salt Lake City at, I believe, the Trolley Square location Friday and Saturday. Two shows each night, so if you're in Salt Lake City or in the surrounding area, come see me at Wise Guys Friday and Saturday, the 4th and 5th. And then next week, the two of us will be at Go Bananas.
Go Bananas!
In Cincinnati. It's one of my favorite clubs.
It's the best club ever.
Yeah. It's really one of my favorite clubs in the world. It's fantastic. And then so that's the next couple weeks.
We're doing Crackers and Wise Guys and Go Bananas.
Yeah.
Those are the best comedy names.
Ridiculous names.
Ever. Dr. Grins would just really round that out.
Uh-huh.
That quartet.
So that is all, friends. We'll try to be more consistent. We'll definitely do one from Cincinnati.
Definitely, for sure. We have to make a schedule and really stick to it.
I know. Sorry, mommy listeners.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to put this thing up right now.
All right. We love you.
We love you. Tell your mommy you love her, too. Bye, mommy.